Unseen judges, unspoken truths, the broken writ, the silent testimony. Cale Varn stepped off the carriage, his eyes scanning the dimly lit streets of Evria's lower quarter. The city was alive with the pulse of evening markets, vendors hawking their wares, pedestrians hurrying home from a day's labor. Cale navigated through the throngs, his dark cloak drawing a few curious glances but no overt attention. He moved unseen in this world. At the Nightforge Manor, he was greeted by a figure cloaked in shadows, another of the Order's discreet agents. "The Sovereign awaits you," the man said, not even bothering to step forward from the darkness. Cale nodded and followed him into the manor, the air thickening with the scent of pipeweed and stale wine as they climbed the stairs. Inside the high hall, Queen Lyrian sat on a cushioned bench, her slender fingers entwined around a cup. "Cale Varn," she said, her voice husky from long hours of speaking to the wind outside her windows. "I've called you here today for a matter requiring your particular talents." Her gaze flickered with an undercurrent of worry. As Cale took a chair opposite the queen, a subtle tremble in his hand caused a faint scratch on the stone beneath him. He pressed his palms flat, steady now, but the whisper of anxiety had crossed his lips for just an instant. No one here was privy to such moments. Loyalty and discipline were the Order's twin currencies. "A member of our Order has gone missing," the Queen said. "One of the curators, tasked with evaluating petitions from the lower quarters, her reports suggest she was investigating irregularities in the Ashen Roads operations." Her eyes searched his, dark as a night sky without stars. "I want you to find out what's happened and report back to me directly." As Cale rose, accepting the task, he caught a faint ripple of disquiet on the queen's face this time, too late for him to conceal. It would be his job to learn why, even when it was safer not to know. He made his way out into Evria's evening, joining a throng of travelers near the city gate. Some were bound for Ashen Road's outposts, others, more desperate souls hoping for passage beyond the kingdom's borders. Cale fell into their midst without drawing attention, a subtle thread among so many in this woven fabric. He spent several days walking, questioning merchants and guardsmen along the way. His queries received polite non-answers or outright evasions. He recognized the telltale flutter of unease as people sensed him probing at hidden truths. The Ashen Roads were a power unto themselves. Whispers hinted they brokered trade and secrets with dark forces beyond Evria's reach. That evening, in a deserted stretch near the road's main outpost, Cale finally encountered someone willing to talk, an old, grizzled veteran named Thrain who'd traded tales for many years. Over a cup of rough ale, he spoke of Cale's missing curator, hushed as though the night itself would listen. "Last I saw her," Thrain began, "she was making inquiries about some odd shipments, things moving under the Black Rose flag, not just goods and services, but lives." The man paused, eyes scanning Cale with a mix of caution and something almost like suspicion. Those who know the roads too well learn to keep their heads down. Cale leaned in close, his ears straining toward Thrain's hushed words as the wind began to shift, carrying the acrid scent of smoke from fires long extinguished. At last, Cale stood, acknowledging Thrain with a nod before turning away into the night. Shadows had already gathered whispers of them, carried on the breath of others who knew what happened in darkness and silence. He'd find more truth in such places, where the very air was woven from secrets and hidden truths. Back at Nightforge, he found the Queen's petition waiting for him. The Queen, however, was absent. Her chamberlain informed Cale she'd been attending to matters of state. Evria's relations with neighboring kingdoms were growing strained. Cale knew what that meant. Less chance now for the Order's quiet work. He set down his report on the petition table and looked out into the night, feeling an unsettling connection to the Queen's worries, as well as her silence when it suited her purposes. Evria needed balance, a truth so often overlooked in favor of power and spectacle. As Cale Varn left Nightforge's manor, an unseen judgment hung over him like a shadow for his part in this world, for what he knew and kept hidden from view. The darkness outside Nightforge's walls was a familiar solace, one Kale wove through with practiced ease as he made his way back to his chambers within the Order's citadel. Few questions had been asked during his inquiry so far, but he sensed the weight of unseen eyes upon him, those of the Ashen Roads, perhaps, or other forces lurking in the shadows. In his small room, a candle flickered, casting eerie shadows on the walls as Kale began to write out a detailed account of his findings. The pen scratched across parchment with a rhythmic ease born from years of recording the Order's business, but his mind strayed to Thrain's words, "Those who know the roads too well learn to keep their heads down." It was a mantra Kale had lived by since joining the Black Rose, one he'd shared only with those closest, for it spoke not just of prudence but also of the hidden toll exacted upon those in service. As he sealed his report and tucked it into a pouch at his belt, Kale couldn't shake the feeling that time was running short for himself as much as the missing curator. He recalled a rumor from years ago about an Ashen Roads shipment intercepted near the southern borders. Its cargo included not goods or people but a strange, unidentifiable substance rumored to hold the power of dark enchantments. A sudden knock at the door broke Kale's reverie. He opened it to find Brother Marcellus, another member of their secretive circle, standing in the corridor. "The Queen has summoned you," he said, his voice low but urgent. "There's a matter she requires your attention immediately." Kale fell into step beside Brother Marcellus as they descended through the citadel's dim corridors. The air was heavy with anticipation and something more ominous, a feeling Kale associated with unspoken truths being unearthed, consequences that had yet to come due. Upon reaching the Queen's chambers, he found her seated behind her desk, her eyes not quite meeting his own as she gestured for him to draw closer. "I've received news," she began, her voice stark and serious. "The Ashen Roads are demanding an audience with me. Their envoys claim a member of the Order you, Kaelvarn, is compromised, that there's evidence of our involvement in their shipments." The Queen's words hung like a challenge in the air, her gaze lingering on Kale as if searching for cracks in his composure. Marcellus stood at attention behind her, his expression unreadable but his eyes narrowed slightly, a sign of concern that Kale caught and filed away. "You've told them nothing," the Queen continued, her tone measured. "But the Ashen Roads have acquired certain knowledge." She paused, the stillness between them heavy with unspoken implications. "They claim to possess documents detailing our involvement in their shipments, documents bearing your seal, Kaelvarn." A spark of unease flared within him at the mention of his own name on any document tied to the Ashen Roads activities, but he pushed it down, focusing on the Queen's words. "I see," he said calmly, though his mind was racing. "This couldn't be about the missing curator, at least, not directly. The Ashen Roads must have discovered something else, something that implicated him or the Order." The Queen leaned back in her chair, steepling her fingers together as she regarded Kale with an intensity he'd rarely seen from her. "I've given them no audience," she said finally, "but they've made it clear they will not be ignored. They're demanding a meeting to discuss matters of mutual interest." The word hung in the air like a threat or a promise. "You'll go," she stated, her eyes locked on Kale's, as if daring him to refuse. He felt the weight of her expectation settling upon him, his sense of unease deepening. The Ashen Roads' claims must be false, but what if they weren't? What if someone within the Order had indeed compromised themselves for reasons he couldn't yet grasp? With a nod, Kale accepted the task, acknowledging the unseen judgment that hung over him like a shadow now. He would go to this meeting, probing the depths of the Ashen Roads' claims, but first he needed to know what the Queen's true intentions were, what game she played here, and how deeply it involved the missing curator. As he turned to leave, Marcellus fell into step beside him once more. "You should be cautious," his voice was low in Kale's ear, a rare show of concern from one so reserved. "If they've acquired such documents, we may be at risk of being torn apart." Kale halted on the threshold, meeting the gaze of his fellow brother. He knew Marcellus would never speak of this lightly, not with the Queen watching over them like a hawk, and loyalty demanded absolute silence from the Order's members. In that moment, the question echoed in Kale's mind, who among them might be willing to sacrifice the Black Rose's carefully maintained balance for their own purposes. As he made his way back to his chambers, Kale couldn't shake the feeling that a thread had been pulled loose in the tapestry of Nightforge's politics. He sat down at his desk, took up his pen once more, and began to write out every detail of the Queen's words, from her tone to the unspoken implications hanging between them. The darkness outside seemed to press in closer as he wrote, the shadows cast by the candle on the walls twisting into macabre silhouettes that mirrored his own unease. He wrote of Marcella's concern, of the Queen's deliberate choice of words, and the way she'd kept him at arm's length during their meeting. His hand moved with a speed born from habit as he transcribed the scene, his mind racing ahead to the confrontation with the Ashen Rhodes. What did they know? What could have been revealed in those documents? And how far up was this conspiracy reaching within the Order? He knew the Queen's intentions were not always clear-cut, but something about her involvement here felt personal too much so. The realization hung on the cusp of awareness, refusing to solidify into a thought. When he finally stopped writing and leaned back in his chair, Kale felt a cold sweat on his brow. This was no ordinary challenge for him or the Order. A knock at the door broke the stillness. He let it be, thinking Marcellus might need something from him or have new information to share. The knock came again, louder this time, and Kale rose to answer it. Brother Lucas stood in the corridor, his expression somber as he spoke without preamble. The Queen wants you to leave immediately for the Ashen Rhodes enclaves. She's given them your escort, where to take you there under cover of darkness. His words hung heavy with a mix of duty and unease. Kale felt a jolt run through him at the thought of being sent into the very heart of the enemy's domain. It was a step back from the thin veil that protected him, his true allegiances exposed to those who would use them for their own ends. Yet, he nodded, knowing duty bound him to this path as surely as any oaths or spells. I'll leave, he said, turning away before Lucas could see the turmoil in his eyes. The dark corridors were a blur as Kale followed Lucas through Nightforge's labyrinthine passages. His steps felt lighter with each step, buoyed by a mixture of determination and desperation. He couldn't afford to be swayed from this course, not now, when the stakes were higher than ever before. As they navigated the winding corridors, Kale's thoughts kept drifting back to Marcellus' words of caution. Who among them might be willing to betray their oaths? He pushed the question aside, unable to entertain such doubts without driving himself mad with worry. The Queen's motives, however, lingered at the forefront of his mind. What was she hiding, and why did it feel so personal? They passed through a heavy curtain of black velvet, its edges embroidered in silver thread that glimmered like tiny stars in the flickering torchlight. Nightforge's central courtyard lay before them, a vast expanse dominated by the imposing statue of their patron saint, Lyra the Unyielding. Her face, chiseled from dark stone, gazed out over the city like a sentinel. The wind rustled through the trees, causing the lanterns hanging from branches above to creak softly in sympathy. Lucas led him to a small, private gate nestled between two larger buildings. A pair of guards stood at attention beside it, their faces obscured by the shadows of their helmets. They nodded as Lucas approached, allowing Kale and his escort to slip through into the night. Beyond the city walls, the Ashen Rhodes enclaves loomed like a dark presence, shrouded in an impenetrable gloom that seemed to seep from the very earth itself. The air grew thick with the acrid smell of smoke as they traversed the narrow alleys between the enclaves. Flickering torches cast eerie shadows on the walls, making it seem as though the very buildings themselves were watching Kale's every step. He moved cautiously, his hand resting on the hilt of his dagger, a habitual gesture born from years of experience in the city's darker corners. The escort halted before a large, fortified gate adorned with symbols that seemed to writhe like living serpents in the flickering torchlight. A figure emerged from the shadows within one of the Ashen Rhodes envoys, its face obscured by a mask carved from a single piece of polished obsidian. Its voice was low and husky when it spoke, "Welcome, Kale Varn. The Queen's representative has entered our territory. We have much to discuss. The envoy's words were laced with a subtle menace, but Kale sensed no immediate threat from this meeting. His escort dispersed, leaving him to step forward alone. As he did, the gates creaked open, admitting them into the heart of the Ashen Roads enclave. Inside, the air was heavy with incense and something else, a sweet, metallic scent that made Kale's nostrils flare in distaste. The envoy led him down a winding path lined with candles that cast eerie shadows on the walls, towards a large, ornate door adorned with symbols that seemed to pulse with a life of their own. "Please," the envoy said, gesturing for Kale to precede it into the room beyond the door. "The Queen's representative awaits you." As he pushed open the door, a wave of heat washed over him, and the scent of incense grew overpowering. The room was dimly lit, with only a few candles scattered about, casting flickering shadows on the walls. A figure sat behind a large, ornate desk at the far end of the room. It was a woman Kale didn't recognize, her features obscured by a hood pulled up over her head. She gestured for him to approach, her movements fluid and almost ethereal. "Kale Varn," she said, her voice husky and low, like the envoy's. "Thank you for coming." As he drew closer, Kale noticed that the woman's hands were clasped together in her lap, her fingers interlaced as if in prayer. He felt a shiver run down his spine. There was something unnervingly still about her. "I am representative of the Ashen Roads," she continued, her eyes glinting with an otherworldly light in the candlelight. "We have been expecting you." Kale's eyes narrowed as he took another step forward. "Expecting me?" he repeated, trying to keep his tone neutral. The woman's gaze seemed to bore into him, as if searching for something hidden beneath his surface. He shifted uncomfortably under her scrutiny. The representative leaned forward, her movements almost imperceptible. "We have information," she said, her voice dropping to a whisper. "Information about the Queen's intentions. About the missing curator." Kale's gut tightened. This was what he'd been sent here for. But something in the representative's words felt off-calculated, perhaps. He leaned forward, his eyes locked on hers, as if searching for any sign of deception. As he did, a sudden memory flashed into his mind, a conversation with Marcellus, long past. A hushed discussion about the Queen's plans to expand the Order's influence beyond Nightforge's walls, at any cost. The pieces clicked into place in his mind like falling dominoes. He recalled the sense of foreboding he'd felt that day, and now, as he met the representative's gaze, it seemed more justified than ever. "What do you know?" Kale demanded, his voice sharp with urgency. The representative's lips curved upwards, a small smile playing on her face, one that sent a shiver down his spine. The representative's smile grew, illuminating her face in the dim light, but Kale's gaze was drawn to the subtle movement of her hands, still clasped together on her lap. She seemed to be savoring his reaction, or perhaps waiting for something, a cue, a signal from beyond the room. "The Queen's intentions," she began, her voice dripping with an otherworldly calm, "are to secure Nightforge as a cornerstone of the Order's expansion. She has made a pact with interested parties to ensure our success." Kale's eyes narrowed. Marcellus' words came flooding back, the Queen's willingness to do whatever it took to spread the Order's influence. "Aye, you speak of the pact," he said, trying to keep his tone neutral despite the growing sense of unease. "What makes you think I can help with that?" The representative leaned forward again, her eyes glinting in the candlelight, and Kale caught a whiff of something metallic, almost like the tang of fresh blood. He felt a shiver run down his spine. This was no ordinary meeting. "You have a certain understanding, Kale Varn," she said, her voice dropping to a whisper. "A perspective that could prove invaluable in these negotiations." Kale's instincts screamed at him to leave, but he stayed rooted to the spot, curiosity getting the better of him. He leaned forward, his eyes locked on the representative's. "What exactly do you propose?" The room seemed to darken further, as if the shadows themselves were closing in around them. The air was heavy with an almost palpable anticipation and something else, a sense of foreboding that had nothing to do with him. He sensed it now, the same way he'd sensed the weight of Marcellus' words. The representative's smile grew wider, her eyes glinting like stars in the dark. "We'll discuss the details later," she said, gesturing to a small table beside the ornate desk. On it lay a single piece of parchment, folded into an intricate pattern that seemed almost magical. Cale felt a shiver run down his spine. He'd seen such patterns before on ancient texts bound in black leather, hidden deep within Nightforge's library. The representative unfolded the parchment, revealing a crude map etched with symbols and markings that seemed to shift as he looked at them. He recognized some of the symbols from his training days, the language of the ancient ones, long thought lost. A shiver ran down his spine. This was more than just a simple map, it was a key to understanding the Queen's true intentions.